Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our special program. I am your host, Judy. Tonight, we are discussing the Kosovo crisis and its global implications.
Hello. This is Haju calling from Beijing. Thank you, Judy, for having me on the show.
Great to have you, Haoshu. We also have Dmitry with us from Moscow. Dmitry, let me start with you. As a Russian, how do you see this NATO bombing of Yugoslavia?
Let me tell you, this is not about Kosovo at all. This is about America and NATO deciding they are the world police. They can bomb any country they don't like. Yesterday Iraq, today Yugoslavia, tomorrow who knows? Maybe Iran, maybe China.
I have to agree with Dmitry on this point. When NATO bombed the Chinese embassy in Belgrade 3 months ago, they killed three of our journalists. Do you know what the NATO explanation was? They said it was a mistake, a wrong map. A mistake. Three lives, and it was just a mistake to them.
Haoshu, that is a very serious accusation. NATO did apologize for the embassy bombing, calling it a tragic error. But Dmitry, you mentioned China. What is your thought on China's position in all this?
I think China and Russia are in the same boat now. Both countries are being pressured, surrounded, challenged. Their Americans think they won the Cold War, that both our nations are finished. But I say history does not end. Remember, my words tonight.
Dmitry, I think you're right. In China, we have a saying, we must endure the humiliation to achieve greatness. My grandfather lived through the Japanese occupation. My father saw the Cultural Revolution. And now my generation, we are watching, waiting, learning. We are building, day by day, hour by hour.
Both of you seem to share a similar perspective. But let me ask, do you think there is any hope for cooperation between East and West? Or is this the beginning of a new Cold War?
Cooperation. Only if the West treats us equals, not as subordinates. Otherwise, there will be no cooperation, only conflict.
I think Dmitry is right. But I also believe that time is on our side. The Chinese people are patient. We have been patient for 5,000 years. A few more decades, we can wait, and then we will see.
Wow, that is quite a thought-provoking conversation. Haoshu from Beijing, Dmitry from Moscow. Thank you both for calling in and sharing your perspectives.